This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It requires an investment is subject to all local, state, and federal laws.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, hour number two. USA Radio Network, 4 o'clock West Coast time where I am in Las Vegas, Nevada, 7 o'clock East Coast time. Welcome to my East Coast listeners. I was actually just looking at the promotion that's coming out. I'm going to a big event in Connecticut, at the Cabaret Theater at the Mohegan Sun, celebrating the anniversary of the radio station, our big station, WJJF. In 94.9 CBS News in New London, Connecticut, and Montauk, Long Island. And they're having a big party, and I'm going to be the man of the hour. It's the local talk and news for southeastern Connecticut and the Hamptons. And I'll be there at the party in August. I believe it's August. Let's see. I got the date on here. I think it's the 25th or 26th. It's August 25th, Saturday, August 25th. Very excited to be joining my friend Lee Elsie, the morning talk show host. It's WJJF-FM in New London and Montauk, Saturday, August 25th, big event. Any of you listening in Connecticut, love to see you there at the Mohegan Sun, the Cabaret Theater at the Mohegan Sun. I am flying in 3,000 miles just to be with you all and to give the speech at the event and to talk about where we're headed with Trump as our president. I almost said Reagan. I confuse Trump and Reagan all the time. Because they're the same person. I'm telling you, the same results. Fantastic results. We're routing the liberals, and I believe it'll be a landslide victory in 2020 for Donald Trump. So, Lee Elsie, I'll see you at the Mohegan Sun in Connecticut in August, late August, for the big anniversary of your wonderful radio station, WJJF-FM. We are at the Tangible Investment Studio. Be among the first 100 callers. And Tangible Investments will send you absolutely free a 1-ounce American Silver Eagle. Along with your guide for investing in precious metals, American Silver Eagle coin is big and beautiful. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com. TII1.com for Tangible Investments Incorporated 1.com, TII1.com, or call 800-780-9000. First 100, get that big, bold, beautiful coin, give it to your kids, your grandkids, your nieces, your nephews. It's great stuff. Great stuff. So, some more Trump stuff. Big day for Trump. Trump says, I'm willing to have a shutdown over the border. I have no red line. During a press conference today, President Trump stated he would be willing to shut the government down in order to get proper border security. He also said he doesn't have a red line. He always leaves room for negotiation. The president was asked, are you saying you'd be willing to shut the government down in September if it does not fully fund $25 billion worth of your border wall and also deliver all of your immigration priorities that you listed in your tweet? Or are you leaving room for negotiation in there? And Trump responded, I'll always leave room for negotiation. He added, we need border security. Border security includes the wall, but it includes many other things. And I would certainly be willing to close it down and get it done. As you know, we're already approving things in various bills, including we're going to be taking care of the military. We always put the military and law enforcement very high, but I would certainly be willing to consider a shutdown if we don't get proper border security. He was then asked, is the $25 billion a red line for you? And Trump responded, I have no red line. Unlike President Obama, I just want great border security. Good answer. Britt Hume is another moron on Fox News. He says Trump pushing government shutdown is as dumb an idea as I can imagine. He said President Trump's threat of a government shutdown of a wall on the U.S.-Mexico border was not funded. It was a dumb idea. I think it's a terrible idea. Whichever party is deemed responsible for or most enthusiastic about a government shutdown gets the blame. People like government cut down. They don't like it to be shut down. This has been proven time and time again. The last time Republicans were seen as responsible for a shutdown, this is back during the previous administration. I can't remember now what, yes, over Obamacare. It was a disaster. The Republican Party standing with the voters plunged to the lowest level in the history of the Gallup poll. When the Democrats were seen as responsible a year or so ago, the Schumer shutdown, it lasted 2 days, and the Democrats completely capitulated because they saw the handwriting on the wall. It works badly for those deemed responsible. So for the president to trigger something like this with a month to go before the midterm election is as dumb as ideas I can imagine. I disagree. I don't have the information in front of me. My vague memory tells me Republicans shut down the government and Democrats were angry and people who get welfare checks were angry, but basically nothing at all changed. And really soon after that, the election was held and we did just fine. I seem to remember that. Or maybe it was a year later the election was held and we did just fine. Donald Trump, oh, and by the way, it wasn't for a reason as good as this. The polls show the American people absolutely positively want border security and want a wall. And so I think this is one issue you can absolutely get away with it. There's nothing happening here for the wall. Nothing. It's a joke. Both the Democrats and the Republican Congress are doing nothing. Trump is also willing to meet with Iranian leaders without preconditions. Another big bit of news today. He said he'd be willing to meet with Iranian President Rouhani to discuss their relationship with America even without preconditions. I would certainly meet with Iran if they wanted to meet. Adding that he would not require preconditions anytime they want. He added he was willing to meet with any world leaders who are interested in dialogue with the United States because it would be good for the country. I believe in meeting. There's nothing wrong with meeting. Trump said, citing a successful meeting with Kim Jong-un as an example, I would meet with anybody. He said he had a great meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin, chastising the fake news for the almost uniformly negative coverage of the event. Trump called former President Barack Obama's deal with Iran a waste of paper and said he was interested in working out something meaningful with Iran. Another great move by Donald Trump. I'm telling you, we could accomplish the same thing with Iran as we can with North Korea. You know why? Because when Trump walks in the room, they feel like they're in an episode of Celebrity Apprentice. They're with the most famous man in the world, in the whole world, maybe in world history. You know, I mean, at this point, it's Jesus Christ, it's Moses, and it's Donald Trump. Seriously, I'm not joking. And I'm not kissing Trump's you know what. I mean, has there ever been a more famous human being in every corner of the world? Do you think there's anyone in the world? Do you think the poorest people in the world, anywhere, is there anyone who doesn't know the name Donald Trump? He's the most famous man that walked the earth, other than Jesus Christ and maybe Moses. And so when he walks in a room, every world leader goes, oh my God, it's Donald Trump. And people are always willing to negotiate different with celebrities than they are with real people. I think Trump can get things done that no other world leader could get done because he's a celebrity. And everybody loves celebrity and everybody sucks up to celebrity. New poll is out. Most Republicans want candidates more like Trump than Bush. YouGov asked respondents, do you wish the Republican candidates who run for Congress this year would be more like Donald Trump or more like George W. Bush? They could have asked Jeb Bush. You know, that would have been an even worse response for the Bush side. Establishment Republican consultants and donors are still trying to undermine grassroots economic nationalist candidates associated with Trump's Make America Great Again agenda in favor of more corporatist ones who appeal to the bipartisan group of elites in Washington. But just 24% of Republicans said they want candidates to be more like George W. Bush, who has reportedly been dismissing Trump, saying the current president sort of makes me look good in comparison. 62% of Republicans would like to see candidates more like Trump than George W. Bush. Screw the Bushes. You people are losers. You've lost everything. Goodbye. Have a nice life. No one wants to speak to you anymore. Jeb Bush, no one likes you. George W., no one likes you. Bye. Unbelievable. That people don't understand this. That, well, they do understand it. They just don't care. Because in Washington, the swamp wants their candidates. They know the average person likes Trump. They just don't care. More Trump news. A video of Italian Prime Minister Conte heaps praise on President Trump at a joint press conference to the horror and disgust of the assembled media hacks. So Trump welcomed Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte Monday to the White House. And Conte just loves Trump and said wonderful things about him. He heaped praise on the American president for his performance at the G7 and the NATO meetings. This is after the American fake media news liberal commies that run the American fake media news lambasted the president for failing at the global summits. And the media hacks in the room sat horrified and disgusted with Conte's words of praise. More good news. Trump supporters pelted by eggs and punches can sue the San Jose police after their attack. I think that was in like 2016, maybe summer of 16. California RNC committee member Harmeet Dhillon files lawsuit against San Jose over their response to the violence against Trump supporters. Yeah, they were met with flying eggs and punches from counter-protesters during a June 2016 San Jose campaign rally. And a court has ruled that they could sue the city's police for allegedly failing to protect them. Trump supporters who were attending the rally at the McAnary Convention Center were met with hundreds of anti-Trump protesters as they were shepherded out of the building via a single exit. The suit's 20 plaintiffs claim the lawsuit police knowingly ordered them to leave through an exit where protesters were waiting, despite the existence of a safer route and other exits. The plaintiffs said they were beaten or struck by objects thrown by the protesters. One woman was pelted by an egg. One plaintiff claims an officer told the police had been instructed not to intervene in the melee. And on Friday, the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco said if the allegations are true, the officers acted with deliberate indifference to known and obvious danger and violated the constitutional rights of Trump supporters. You know whose fault this is? San Jose Police Chief Eddie Garcia. He said after the rally, he praised the police for their effectiveness and their restraint. Oh, yeah. You know what happened? The city police chief, this guy Eddie Garcia, didn't want his police, he hates Trump, didn't want his police to interfere. He left the people on their own. And now they can be sued and he can be sued. Good. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I'm a serial entrepreneur. I've started and run dozens of businesses. I know a fantastic business opportunity when I see one. If you're an entrepreneur or small business owner or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Here's your opportunity. Here's an exciting business that's looking for non-doctor partners to operate a unique niche medical clinic specializing in erectile dysfunction for men. When the popular pills fail, this remarkable men's medical clinic uses state-of-the-art technology that's proven to work regardless of a man's age or medical history. And there's no needles, no medication, and no surgery. Now, I don't put my name or voice on any advertisement unless I absolutely love the product and believe in the product. So I agreed to try it. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. You won't believe the results in your love life. These clinics are run by non-doctor partners. It's an all-cash business, no insurance. Can't be up and running in 30 days. The income potential is enormous. You need at least $100,000 liquid to get started. To see if your area is available, go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Do it today. Write this website down. Go to medicalpartnership.info.
Geico presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Brian Bruno live on the scene of a recent robbery. Here to describe the event, a recliner.
So, I'm taking my afternoon nap when suddenly I hear a commotion. As I look up, two dudes wearing ski masks run out the door with a flat screen TV.
Did you chase after them?
I can't run with claw feet.
Your recliner can't help in a robbery, but the Geico Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property loss. Go to geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office and he says, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10
$10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 800-515-3062. That's 800-515-3062.
War now!
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now, and I mean War Now. We go to war every day on this show, like Donald Trump, New Yorker, very aggressive, in your face, combative, I love it. I'm talking about me, not Donald Trump. He's got nothing on me. Founded in 1997, Cenogenics is the clear global leader in age management medicine, i.e. healthy aging. You know, look, if you're going to be a fighter like me, you better get your heart in great shape, better get your brain in great shape, better get your body in great shape, better get your blood work in great shape. You got to look great, feel great, got to have high energy. Because if you're old and beat up, no one's going to listen to anything you say. That's just the reality of life. If you look crappy, nobody cares. They turn off the TV. Fact of life. And if you don't feel good, you're never going to be able to fight the liberals. Because look at how they're coming after Trump. They come after you like banshees. So I went to Cenogenics. They're now the sponsor of my TV and radio show. And I had them put me on this wonderful program. And in 1 month, I went from pre-diabetic to no pre-diabetic. In 1 month, I went from insulin resistant to non-insulin resistant. In 1 month, my cholesterol got cut dramatically, and my testosterone was up dramatically, and my human growth hormone was up dramatically, all because of Cenogenics. And you can do the same thing for your free, no obligation consultations. There's no excuse. What's your excuse? It's free. Check it out. Find out what they could do for you. Find out what it costs. Call 888-YOUNGER. If you want to be older, if you want to look older, you want to look like crap, don't call. If you want to look good, call 888-YOUNGER, well, as in Younger. 888-YOUNGER, toll-free anywhere in the USA, 888-YOUNGER, or register at Cenogenics.com, Cenegenics. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. In 1 month, they changed my life, and coming up in about a month is my three-month test, and I guarantee you the numbers will just blow you away. 888-YOUNGER. If you want to be older and you want to look like crap, don't call. Anything other than that, call for your free, no obligation consultation, 888-YOUNGER. All right. Thank you, Synergetics. Great stuff. My favorite team is the Dallas Cowboys. I think I've said that many times on the show. I love their quarterback, by the way. Dak Prescott, he's fantastic. And so a lot of news out about the Cowboys and their owner, Jerry Jones, my favorite owner, and Dak Prescott. The NFL tells Jerry Jones to stop talking about the anthem issue. Jones is the only owner in the NFL who stood up to his players and said, nope, you don't stand up for the anthem, you don't play. And you can't hide in the locker room. If you hide in the locker room, you can't play. You got to come out and be a gentleman and respect the national anthem, or you can't play for us. Only owner to talk about it. The NFL has now shut him down and said, stop talking about it. You're making it worse. You're digging the hole. The NFL just doesn't know how to accept a win. They're that stupid because they've got a moronic commissioner whose daddy was a moron, U.S. Senator, Republican, but extremely liberal in New York. And my parents, David and Stella Root, were two of the leaders of the New York State Conservative Party, and they worked day and night to kick him out of office, and they did. They defeated him with James Buckley, first conservative senator in New York State history. He defeated the NFL commissioner's daddy, Goodell. I don't remember his father's first name, but Roger Goodell's the NFL commissioner. His father, something Goodell, might have been Michael Goodell. His father was defeated by my parents' candidate. So nothing has changed. A bunch of rhino losers running the Republican Party then, and most of them are like that now. So Jerry Jones stands up to the rhino loser who runs, well, he's not even a rhino, he's just a Democrat, Roger Goodell. But Jerry Jones stands up to the whole NFL, and they shut him down and tell him he cannot talk about it anymore. And the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys, who is black, Dak Prescott, clearly, he's an African American, clearly. And he takes Jerry Jones' side, and he says, there's just a better place. I'd never protest during the national anthem, Dak Prescott says, and I don't think that's the time or the venue to do so. Beautiful. Thank you, Dak. We love you. That's why I love the Dallas Cowboys. Oh, the NFL's mad at him, too. NFL players can't stand that he said that. All the liberal radicals who have no idea why they're so angry. Why are you so angry? Oh, America's bad to black people. Really? What color are you, black? What do you make, $15 million a year? Oh, you're mad? America's bad to you? You know how to hit someone and knock them down? You know how to throw a football? You know how to run with a football? And you play a kid's game and you make $15 million? And you're mad? America's prejudice? Racist? Really? Dak Prescott just made you look like a fool, so now they're mad at him. I guarantee you all the players are mad at him. But a Raiders linebacker, Oakland Raiders. Aren't you happy we got the Raiders, Vegas? They just ripped off the taxpayers for a stadium that's a complete, utter ripoff. Wait till I tell you over the coming weeks what a ripoff the stadium is and how bad the construction's going, and nobody's telling you. Oh, and why got inside scoop on the stadium? It's a joke. It's a joke. They ought to be giving away life preservers with every seat. How's that for a hint? And the Oakland Raiders linebacker, Sahir Whitehead, accused the Cowboys quarterback of supporting Jones' anthem stance in order to keep his endorsements. Good idea.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
War now.
USA Radio News.
Today at the White House, President Trump was holding a joint news conference with Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte. The president, in his opening remarks, so again, doubled down on his comments regarding our border wall and a government shutdown.
If we don't get border security after many, many years of talk within the United States, I would have no problem doing a shutdown. It's time we had proper border security. We're the laughingstock of the world. We have the worst immigration laws anywhere in the world.
President Trump did say he would be willing to negotiate his plan, though, for the border wall. Senator Bernie Sanders' Medicare for All plan would boost government health spending by $32.6 trillion over 10 years, requiring historic tax hikes. The study was done by the Mercatus Center at George Mason University in Northern Virginia. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. By the way, if you're listening to the show on USA Radio, I want you to know that I'm on Newsmax TV every afternoon. In the third hour of the show, it's simulcast on Newsmax TV. And my Newsmax TV hour has become the most popular show in cable news because I'm on the most popular network, fastest growing network in all of this country with cable news, Newsmax TV. And I've got the most popular show on Newsmax TV. And I've got Bill O'Reilly four nights a week on my show. As a matter of fact, he's on tonight. I did the interview earlier today, and we'll have that interview tonight on Newsmax TV as well as right here if you're listening on the radio on USA Radio. So if you want to get Newsmax television and my show, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, all you do is call 844-500-6397, 844, toll-free, 500-6397. You'll be connected to Newsmax TV, and they will ask for your area code and zip code, and you'll tell them, and they will connect you to your local cable system, and you will tell your local cable system, I want Wayne Root Show on cable TV, so please pick up Newsmax TV, or I will move elsewhere. There's other choices. There's DirecTV. Channel 349 has got my show. There's Dish TV. Channel 216 has got my show. And many cable systems around the country have my show. So why shouldn't your local cable system carry Newsmax TV where you can watch Wayne Allyn Root? Call 844-500-6397 and say, I demand Newsmax TV so I can watch my favorite host, Wayne Root. All right, we've got our guest here on USA Radio, Mr. Floyd Brown, the publisher of WesternJournal.com and a good friend of mine and a good friend of the show's. And we want to talk a little bit about what's been going on with Facebook because they have wrecked conservative movement and the conservative websites, and they've just been awful, not just Facebook, but Twitter and YouTube and all of them. And Floyd Brown is a witness, a living conservative hero and witness to decimation of conservative thought online. Floyd, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you, man?
Wayne, it's great to be with you, and I'll tell you, you are exactly right. Silicon Valley has declared war on people that love Donald Trump. And if you're a supporter of Trump, if you like the Trump agenda, you don't have to like Donald Trump. If you like the Trump agenda, or if you like the results of the Trump agenda, then they don't want you on their platforms. They've made it very clear. We just did a study at WesternJournal.com last week that showed, believe it or not, that Republican members of Congress are less able to reach their constituents than Democrat members of Congress on the Facebook platform. And we have seen shadow banning at Twitter. We have seen key conservatives kicked off of YouTube and other platforms. It's a not so subtle form of censorship, but the main reason they're doing it, the underlying reason, Wayne, is that they really hate Donald Trump, and they want to elect a Democratic Congress this fall so that they can impeach Donald Trump and throw him from office.
Yeah, I mean, I think some interesting questions get brought up by all this. We're talking to Floyd Brown of one of the top conservative websites in the country, Western Journal, and he's been hit probably as hard or harder than anybody. As a matter of fact, before I get to my question, are you able to talk on the air about what they've actually done to you? What has happened to your traffic in Western Journal?
We're very honest and kind of upfront about what our 43 million followers are now receiving from Facebook. You have to realize, when someone on Facebook likes your page, they have an expectation to receive content from you, Wayne. When they like you on Facebook, they have an expectation they're going to get content from Wayne Root. Well, we have 43 million followers on Facebook, and they aren't receiving our content anymore. And instead, they're force-feeding content from CNN, the New York Times, anti-Trump content to people that don't want it, don't read it, don't like it, and that's one of the reasons that Facebook's taken it in the chops financially, because they used to be optimized to the end user. You could get the kind of content you wanted as a Facebook user, and when that was the case, it was great for conservatives, because for the first time, conservatives could get the content they wanted on a platform. But that's all changed, and now they basically force-feed you the same kind of liberal content that CNN and MSNBC and the mainstream media serve you.
You know, I've got a big name now, and you've got an incredible resume. You built one of the most impressive conservative websites in the world, Floyd. You and I should talk off mic, because I think we should team up and try and raise several million dollars and build the new Twitter Facebook for conservatives. Someone's got to do that. You know, I know there's a few out there that claim they are, but they're not. because I never heard of any of them, and I'm Mr. Conservative, and they're all completely anonymous names to me. I've never heard of. Their audience must be so tiny. But the right person with the right connections raising the right amount of money, and it might have to be tens of millions of dollars, I don't know. But we need to build the conservative alternative to Facebook and the conservative alternative to Twitter, and even more important, because I'm a video guy. Everything I do, I like to be on TV. I like using my face and my personality. So, I mean, we could build a conservative version of YouTube as well. There's no reason why someone is not doing that. Why isn't a conservative billionaire putting up the money so we can get our message out? We don't need Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube anymore if we can build an alternative to those three. Your thoughts?
Yeah, no, there does need to be an alternative, but it has to be well-funded, and you're absolutely correct. It's a project that's going to require tens of millions of dollars, not $1 or $2 million. And, you know, just the programming alone is difficult. And you have to realize these companies raised literally billions of dollars in the public markets. And they have spent most of that money on building amazing technology. And so you've got this natural, small group of oligopoly, I guess is what you would call it, small group of companies that control tech. You know, it's Amazon, it's Facebook, it's Apple, it's Google or Alphabet, as they like to be called now. Between those companies, you're looking at literally more than half of all tech valuation, but you're also, in terms of social media, they control it all. Microsoft also should probably be in that list. So you take those companies, and they control it all, and each one of those companies to the company is controlled by somebody who holds politics that are far left. Silicon Valley's far left. These are Californians mostly, and they are Hillary supporters. They might even be Bernie Sanders supporters. It's interesting because they flourished in the free market system, but they don't support the free market system. Donald Trump is doing great things for their businesses. Donald Trump is cutting their taxes. Donald Trump is cutting regulation on them. Yet they still want to embrace big government, big state, you know, it's nonsensical to me, but they seem to be stuck in their ways.
So what's the solution on your end? I mean, I know my solution. My solution is I believe we have to go out and raise those tens of millions and found the first Facebook, Twitter, YouTube alternative. Otherwise, we're going to lose this battle. We've got to do it. We're already, obviously, way behind. I mean, obviously, billions of dollars and years behind, but we've got to wage that war. But yeah, any other solution you've got to this battle?
Well, no, I think that's a great solution. The solution you've articulated is probably the best long-term solution. Right now, people have to learn themselves to not rely upon these platforms, but go directly to content providers and bypass the gatekeepers, because if they don't, they're going to find that the news and information they're getting is highly skewed. So, you know, go to westernjournal.com, go to breitbart.com, dailycaller.com, go to your page, Wayne, go to, you know, voices like Newsmax, which is another great news organization. So these are the places where you can go to defeat the censorship that's going on. And you're right. Over time, we've got to come up with a solution where we build something that we can be free on, and so that, in essence, they don't control the news feed. We, as the individual end user, control the kind of news and information that we receive.
Now, I'm not a lawyer, and I'm not a government rules expert or any of that, and I don't pretend to be, but I'm going to ask a very obvious question. I think liberals have constantly brought up the fact that, you know, these are private industries, Wayne. These are private companies. They can choose to censor who they want. It's their claim. But if you and I own a restaurant and somebody walks in and we go, I don't want to serve you because you're black, well, we'd lose our business tomorrow, right? Government would absolutely destroy our business. As a matter of fact, if you say, I don't want to make a cake for you because you're gay, or not just any cake, but just a cake that screams out some obscenity about being gay, a Christian can't even say no, or the government comes after you. So those are private industries, and government is forcing them to accept, to do something they don't want to do. So why can't government force a Twitter, a Facebook, or a YouTube to automatically accept both sides of content without censorship? Seems to me there's no difference between telling you I don't like you because you're black, or I don't like you because you're conservative. What's the difference?
The difference is we're not listed in the Civil Rights Act, okay? They have protected status, certain groups, because they're listed in federal law.
Got
conservatives
it.
Aren't listed anywhere in federal law. So, you know, political censorship can go on. You know, while they couldn't turn you away because you were black or for some other reason, they can because you're a conservative.
And how stupid is it, right? Because you got a business and you got, you know, 20 million customers, 10 million are conservative and 10 million are liberal. Why would you want to throw 10 million of them in the garbage can? It's just dumb business practice.
Because it is dumb. You're right, Wayne.
Stupid. All right, well, one guy who isn't stupid, who's about as sharp as bulb as they get, is Floyd Brown, westernjournal.com. I always like his advice and always like his opinions. That's what brought him on as a guest. Built one of the most impressive conservative websites in all the world, and his traffic's been cut dramatically by these fools at Facebook, westernjournal.com. Go there and support Floyd's website, westernjournal.com. Great stories there, including from time to time stories from Wayne Allyn Root. All right, Floyd, thanks for coming on. One out. Right back at you. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free, and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay.
Hey!
So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach?
Hey!
Because Hotels.com lets me do me.
Hey!
And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people.
Hey!
Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
War now.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, a little housekeeping. I want to thank a couple of people who are not advertisers on the show, but they provide free products because they believe in our message, they believe in Wayne Root, they believe in conservative politics. They're good people. They believe in capitalism and pro-business. Real Water provides all the water for the show for free for me and for my guests. And I really appreciate it. Real Water is owned by Brent Jones, who is a true conservative here in Nevada and a former elected politician, a Republican. Great guy. Provides all the water for the show and keeps me healthy with alkalized water. It's called Real Water. It's available in stores all across the West Coast of the United States. And I think he's starting to get into the East Coast as well, all across the country, but mostly west of the Mississippi. You can find Real Water in supermarkets and health food stores and things like that. Or just go to his website, drinkrealwater.com. Thank you for providing all the water to keep me healthy and keep me oxidized and liquefied. And then silver lozenges are provided. I suck on these colloidal silver lozenges in between every ad break so that I keep my voice. It's not gone. I've had bad allergies my whole life, and they are so much better since I started sucking on these colloidal silver lozenges. I called up the company. It's the company's called My Doctor and they come in these wonderful flavors, cherry, orange, apple, and honey, and many others. And I said, you know, I'm a big conservative. I'm a big Trump fan, and this stuff's keeping my voice alive. And they said, we'll send them to you for free. And so they provided me with a year's supply of these cherry lozenges. The company's My Doctor Suggests, and you can find them at MyDoctorSuggests.com. No, I'm not drunk. I don't even drink, but I just had a hiccup. MyDoctorSuggests.com, MyDoctorSuggests.com. They're colloidal silver lozenges. They taste great, and they're filled with colloidal silver. For those of you who don't know what that is, it's basically a health food product, and colloidal silver fights off virus and colds and bacteria. It's a natural bacteria virus fighter, antifungal, antiviral, fantastic stuff. And so, you know, I went through the entire last year without a cold on the show. Never had a cold, never lost my voice, thanks to My Doctor Suggests colloidal silver lozenges. So I wanted to thank two of the people who provide some great free stuff on the show. All right, so I talked a minute ago about Dak Prescott of the Dallas Cowboys, and a member of the Oakland Raiders is, you know, basically saying lousy things about him because Dak had the nerve to say, I support Jerry Jones. And it doesn't matter if I support the idea that America's, you know, not socially just. The place to do it is not during the national anthem. See, I have no problem if you're a Democrat, you're a liberal, and you believe that America doesn't have social justice. I don't even have a problem with it. I disagree with you, but go protest your heart's content. Not during the national anthem and not if you're a $10 million a year football player. Why are you protesting? Nothing's wrong with your life, and nobody's so bad to you. I think everyone's pretty damn good to you. I think if you're a black baseball player, football player, basketball player, and you get pulled over by the police drunk, I think they generally, throughout history, have let you go. They don't care if you're black. They care if you're famous. Famous players get away with murder all the time. You know, you beat someone at a bar, you attack some woman, you beat the crap out of a woman, you assault a woman, you rape a woman, you're drunk driving, you hit someone while drunk driving. I think throughout history, players have been allowed to get away with all that stuff. They hush it up, they cover it up, they let you pay somebody off a couple $100,000 and the police never arrest you. And so I don't think people look at color, I think they look at fame. I think players have it too easy. I think you guys are lucky. I can't run someone over or drive 100 miles an hour without getting a ticket, but all of you get away with murder. So who are you to protest America isn't socially just? But anyway, if you want to believe that, that's fine. Then go to a rally, go to a protest march, and do it. But not disrespecting the game or the national anthem. You're disrespecting and ruining the game of football. No one's going to come watch your games anymore. So anyway, in Vegas, we now have... the Oakland Raiders are moving to Vegas. They're going to be the Vegas Raiders. And everything about the deal stinks. It's rancid. And now we got players who are big about, kneeing for the national anthem. Now we got even this player, this linebacker, Tahir Whitehead, who is dissing Dak Prescott simply because Dak is saying, don't do it during the national anthem. And Prescott does have several endorsements to protect. And maybe Tahir Whitehead... Maybe you don't have any endorsements. You're a jealous little... You know what I'd say if I wasn't on the air? I'm not going to tell you what word I'd say. But it's something to do with a part of a man's anatomy. You're a jealous little PR. And you don't have endorsement deals. And if you did have endorsement deals, and you kneel during the anthem, you'd lose your endorsement deals. So maybe you did have a deal, and it's dead now. So you're just jealous that Dak isn't going to lose his deals. As a matter of fact, Dak Prescott is the quarterback of America's team, the Dallas Cowboys, that won't kneel for the national anthems. And guess what? He's going to get more endorsement deals. He's going to make more money because he's smart and you're obviously an idiot. You're obviously a complete freaking idiot. Here's another idiot. ESPN's Jalen Rose, basketball player. He says, make America great again, and America's pastime are both dog whistles. Monday, we'll discuss the athletes having old racist anti-gay tweets surface. Former NBA star and ESPN co-host Jalen Rose of Get Up, his name of the show Get Up, listed a Make America Great Again and America's Pastime as dog whistles. The trend, besides the fact all of these are white American men, he said, that most likely grew up in the United States, literally the offenses of the tweets were similar to either they offended gays or they were anti-racial sentiments towards minorities, in particular blacks. When I see this trend, and I understand certain terms that are used as dog whistles in our society, and a lot of that gets overlooked. I don't care that somebody is quote-unquote only 17 years old. So what he's trying to say is a 17-year-old is smarter than you and me who say, let's make America great again, just because the 17-year-old is black and a liberal. You're not going to last long on TV, my friend. War now.
Any product advertised on the previous program which requires an investment is subject to all local...
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited. A name you can trust.
Two.